not a loser. I hate to lose. So, you know, every time I lose, it hurts. You know, we just got to go back to the drawing board, come back and get better, man. We gotta make plays that we're supposed to make.
What were you telling the guys in the
center? Hey, man, you know, it's never over, man. You know, show resilience. Keep fighting. And a lot of guys kept fighting, and things just didn't turn out the way we wanted them to turn out. But, you know, we got a game here Thursday. We got to put that behind us and get ready for we ain't got but a few hours until our next game, so we got to put that behind us and keep going.
The run defense, usually one of your signatures, it looked like they were trying to hold. So.
Yeah, that back was actually pretty good. You know, he was smart. Let's just say he was real patient, and he was waiting for certain holes to develop. And we've been playing against a lot of impatient backs. He was pretty patient, and he hit a few gaps there, and broke a few runs. We just got to tighten up on our gap control and do things a little better.
Were they maybe more two-dimensional than you guys expected? Did you expect them to be a little one-dimensional, like just a passing team?
Yeah, they actually came out, you know, running the ball. We were stuffing it early, and then, you know, after they kind of opened up with the passing game, you know, they begin to gain some balance somewhere throughout that game. And that's what kind of had us on our toes for a little bit.
You guys had a lot of plays on the field. How fatigued were you in the first half especially?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we just got to make the plays we need to make, man, and get out there and execute because, you know, without them scoring, it still could have been an 8-0, you know. So I'm not going to make any excuse, man. Defense is all about stopping the offense, and we just got to do a better job at it.
Can't like to hear the boo birds and things like that.
What'd you say?
The boos and the fans.
Yeah, I mean, these people pay top dollar to come out here, man, and watch us perform and represent the city the way we should. We just got to pick it up, man, and do it for ourselves and do it for this community, you know. we don't want to be seen as losers, man, because we're not. You know, all of us fought a long, hard battle even to get here. So, you know, we're a winner in life already, but we just got to prove to the fans and all the supporters, man, that, you know, we are winners. And we can put this thing together and become the team that I know we can be, man. You know, and that's what aggravates me the most is that I know we have. You know what I mean? I've been on teams that won championship from high school, college, to now. And we have the same type of mentality. We just got to put it together, man. It's all about just putting everything together in the right way, man.
Yeah, we didn't start off the game how we wanted to, how we needed to, and how we were prepared to. Defense bailed us out. It was a battle. It's football. It's going to go back and forth. And at the end of the day, we just didn't make enough plays offensively.
I mean, we use the words frustrated a lot and things like that, but I mean, it just kind of seemed to happen again on the home field. We talked about it a little bit. It's just one of those things. But I mean, is it how bad is it when you can't put a good effort on the home field?
It's frustrating. You know, this is what we do for a living. This is our manhood, and we're not being productive enough. You know, we all look at ourselves in the mirror and think about what it is personally that I can do. Right now, you know, collectively as a team, the eyes, we're not doing enough. So we just got to continue to get better as we're going to do.
Is it more frustrating that it wasn't really much that they did either? I mean, it didn't really seem this anything they stood out defensively. Yeah, it's more like you guys just didn't really get
it
done.
They didn't surprise us with anything. We was well prepared. And, you know, after the coaches called the plays, it's up to the players to make it. And, you know, it was a great, great game call. We just didn't make enough plays.
Boo birds and things like that, do you hear it?
Say that again.
The boos and things like that from the fans, do you hear it? And what's the pride level when you hear that kind of stuff?
You know, you channel a lot of stuff out. You really do. You have to. You know, we're professionals on the field, and we do take pride in our craft, so it's frustrating when we don't produce how we know we can.
You know, we got to do a better job protecting our field. You know, defensively, you know, they got good players on the outside, and, you know, as a front, you know, it's our job to, you know, on first and second down to stop the run and, you know, get them in the third and long. And, you know, when you got a good passing attack like Detroit has and, you know, teams come out between third and 2 to 5, you know, it's kind of easy for them to, you know, convert with the players they have. And I don't think we did a good enough job making it hard for them.
Did they surprise you a little bit as how much they tried to run the ball? Because they usually don't even try.
Well, we knew that they probably have to come out and run a little bit more. I mean, you know, Calvin Johnson didn't practice all week. You know, they couldn't put a heavy load on him. And, you know, I knew they wanted to protect their quarterback. You know, their offensive line, you know, works good together. And they wanted to get their running game going. You know, and every team wants to do that in this part of the season going into the, you know, the second half of the season. And I don't think we did a good enough job, you know, stoning them, forcing them in the third and long and, you know, getting chances to, you know, to hit Stafford and get pressure on him, because I don't think he felt uncomfortable back there at all.
How much does it beat you up mentally to know, I mean, the arrow was looking up a little bit these last couple of weeks and then to kind of drop back like this?
Well, I mean, it hurts, but you know, every defense goes through games like this. We got a short turnaround, so we immediately have to focus on Indianapolis, who's hot right now. You know, whose quarterback is playing probably playing the best right now in the NFL, you know, statistically. And, you know, we just got to go out there and beat a team we've already beaten and, you know, just refocus.
Just as bad as the last one and the one before that and the one before that.
Why? What are we missing? What's going on?
I mean, I'm not management, you know. Only thing, you know, is being one of the leaders on the team, is keep preaching that we keep doing things the right way and keep preparing the right way. One of the things that we do control when we wake up in the morning is our attitude and how well we prepare. And, you know, I can speak for everybody on the team when I say we come in here and prepare hard. We come like we, you know, like we mean business. And it sucks to go out there and, you know, not have our best game, especially at home, and not give these fans something to be excited about and something to come back to. I mean, I don't know, it sucks, man, because we get out there and for one reason or another, we're not making the plays we're afforded to make. You understand? And so we have to make the plays we're afforded to make, focus on the details of our job, and just get it done. I mean, I can sit here and talk about, you know, how we need to get it done all day, but at the end of the day, the actions, you know, we have to get it done. So, you know, obviously we got to put this one behind us and keep it pushing, man. It's not like we're coming out here and just not caring and out there on the field and not practicing hard and not working hard, not preparing the right way. Obviously they were the better team today. They got it done and we didn't.
You obviously know you're not getting it done. Is it magnified and tough to hear the boo birds and things like that? Or does it bother you? What?
Yeah, nobody wants to be booed, especially at home. Like, you expect that on the road, you know. But, you know, to their credit, we haven't given them anything to cheer about neither. So we have to come out and get ready for Thursday night and get ready to play our best football. Yeah.